Kasama ko ngayon ang mag-amang si David at Isaiah Lazaro at pag-uusapan natin ang jiu-jitsu. Sila ay kasalukuyang nasa Melbourne mula Sydney, mula Blacktown, Sydney upang lumahok sa Pacific Competition ng jiu-jitsu. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Mardel.
Jiu-jitsu. Buong pamilya nag-e-ensayo ng jiu-jitsu. Tama ba, David?
Tama. It's started mga 8 years ago when si Isaiah nagsimula ng una. We were interested, kaming mag-asawa also, we're interested. But akala namin di namin kaya. So si Isaiah muna pinauna namin.
So yung jiu-jitsu, kung ako nagkakamali, isa siyang martial art. Tama ba?
That's correct.
Mari mo bang ipaliwanag sa amin kung anong kakaiba o ano ang pagkakaiba ng jiu-jitsu sa sabihin natin yung mga mas popular tulad ng taekwondo?
Well, in jiu-jitsu, we don't really throw punches or kicks. We want to neutralize the position using jiu-jitsu as a self-defense and last resort to violence. And so we take our opponent down and control the situation from there.
Pag sinabi mong neutralize,
mm-hmm.
Anong ibig sabihin nun? Kasi pag sa pelikula, ibig sabihin nun patayin eh. Sa jiu-jitsu, ano ibig sabihin ng neutralize?
Control the position, controlling your opponent in all points.
Anong gamit mo? Kamay? Paa?
Well, everything, every body part.
Yung taekwondo, kung ako nagkakamali, paa ang kadalasang ginagamit. Tama ba?
That's right.
Sa jiu-jitsu, lahat?
Lahat. Kasi it's mostly, it looks, a combination din ng mga ano, let's say, jiu-jitsu is a, talagang Japanese martial arts siya. Nagpunta ng Brazil, it changed. So, na-develop lalo, kaya nagkaroon ng Brazilian jiu-jitsu. And let's say, they use a lot of my principles din ng judo, may mga throws din.
So, kumbaga, kombinasyon na siya ng iba't ibang. Anyo ng martial arts.
That's correct.
Pero nabanggit mo, Isaiah, na
yes.
Ang ginagamit mo ito bilang panlaban sa karahasan, tama ba? Against mm-hmm. violence.
Yes. We use it as a last resort. So we don't use it straight away when your opponent tries to offend you or like try to hurt you. But when they actually throw a punch, that's when we use jiu-jitsu to protect ourselves.
Maliban sa physical na paghahanda, mayroon ding emotional at mental na paghahanda. David?
That's right. Ang jiu-jitsu, mentally, you have to be prepared that you're always under pressure. When nagkaroon ka na upon who is bigger than you and who is strong, a lot stronger, your will should be strong enough to be able to execute the techniques that you have to do.
At napunta ka sa jiu-jitsu dahil meron kang hindi naging magandang karanasan nang nasa primary school ka, Isaiah?
Yes. So, I just found jiu-jitsu fun and a way to find out how to defend yourself just in case if I was bullied and someone threw a punch at me, I would know how to defend myself.
So, at 14, nagtuturo ka?
Mm-hmm.
At sino yung mga estudyante mo? Gano'n sila ka bata o katanda?
Well, we have a little champions class and a junior with the teens class. Basically, we teach kids from maybe 4 years old up to 12.
Paano mo tinuturo sa kanila na hindi nila to gagamitin sa masamang paraan? Paano mo kinukuha yung attention nila at yung determinasyon nila na magiging kalmado ako? Gagamitin ko lamang to pag mm-hmm. inaabuso na ako.
Well, with the techniques in the little kids class, we teach them, well, in a fun way, the techniques, like for example, for the double leg takedown, we teach them to tackle the giant. So we'll go for the double leg just in case someone throws a punch and they want to squat down and tackle their opponent.
Pero sa mental state, tsaka mm-hmm. sa emotional state, paano mo yes. hinahanda yung 4 years old, di ba? Syempre,
yes.
iba pa rin yung state of mind niya.
Mm-hmm. We teach them to have like more to be more confident and to have their own voice in what they want to say. Yes.
Gaano ka bata yung pinakabata mong tinuruan?
Maybe 3 years old, 2. Yeah, just a little girl named Mika. Yeah.
So, sa bahay ba nyo, nagpa-practice kayo, nagsasparring kayo? Yun ba yung tawag doon? Pag, yun ba yung ginagawa nyo para mag-aliw, David?
Para siguro to settle our differences. And
kayo mag-asawa, nagsasparring. No.
Kawawa naman ako pag ganun. The thing is that with Jicho, ang natuturo sa mga kids is that, like what Isaiah said, ang last resort is to act on it. To actually do the technique. But in teaching the kids how to defend themselves, obviously confidence will go up and they'll be able to to talk to whoever's trying to bully them. Ang mga bully naman kasi, if they know, they feel. They know that you talk to them, said no, said you stop, with confidence, 100% they'll back off.
So, kumbaga, tinuturuan yung magkaroon ng tiwala at paniniwala sa sarili,
that's correct,
yung mga bata.
That's correct. Once a bully sees that you got that confidence, ang bully kasi, they try to attack you. The weaker you are, the thing that they can overpower you, then the more they will try to pick
pareho
on
you. Pareho yun sa matanda at bata.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. So, mentally, they learn to be more confident and to answer in the right way, and to not just right way, but in a right and confident way. So that's why they all back off once you tell them to stop. I don't like it. Stop it. They stop.
Sa pagkain naman, meron bang bawal? Meron bang natatanging diet, Isaiah? O kumakain ka ba ng ice cream tulad ng mga hamburger, mga pangkaraniwang teenager?
Well, just before comms, maybe a couple of weeks, I try to eat healthy and lean, eating salads and all the vegetables and protein.
Bago ka mag-competition, tulad bukas, meron kang competition dito sa Melbourne, salad tsaka karne.
Yes.
Walang carbs.
Well, maybe today I might have some carbs. So I carb load just before the comp, so I have a lot of energy.
Pero bago nun, protein.
Yes.
So karne. Kumakain ka isda.
Opo.
Meron bang dapat tandaan para sa mga nag-iisip na i-take up yung jiu-jitsu, David?
Let's say, ang advice ko or ano, itong mga tao na, you know, na gusto i-try yung jiu-jitsu, and I really recommend this dahil it's not just the art itself, but it's a life-changing martial arts. Like what I said, initially when I started I was really obese, pero hindi pa naman na tatanggal lahat, ha? just to make it clear, I was heavier than normal, and yung blood pressure ko din is also off the roof. But when I started it gradually, I lost weight, I gained more muscle, and your blood pressure ko has stabilized a lot better, which is, like I said, it's life changing, and
it's a lifestyle as well.
If it involves a big lifestyle as well, tama ka, na once you've started this, it will change your whole lifestyle and your whole outlook in life as well. That's why I recommend it for everyone to give it a try. It won't do any harm. It might benefit you in the long run.
Isaiah, to anyone who's interested or thinking about taking up jiu-jitsu?
Well, same thing with my dad. As he said that, actually before I was kind of chubby as well. And so with jiu-jitsu, I gradually lost weight and learned how to defend myself and having more fun. That it's a great exercise as well.
Siguro yung disiplina rin, hindi ba, na nilalagay mo sa pangangatawan mo, pag-iisip mo, at sa, masasabi natin, emosyon, David?
Tama yun. Maridel, tama yun. Lahat ng aspekto na ma-improve natin sa sarili natin is will be affected by that martial arts that we have tried, and we would like to share it to everyone. Na just to give it a go, and contact us. We're happy to help you. Sa ating mga kababayan na who would need help, we're very happy. We're a family that does jiu-jitsu, and we're known in the jiu-jitsu community as well. We are easily contactable anyways.
Sabi nga nila, a family that jiu-jitsus together stays together. Maraming salamat, David, at Isaiah Lasso.
Thank you.
SBS. 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 SBS Radio.